Good morning. How many times did you as a child say these words, cross my heart and hope to die, or do a pinky promise? I think we've all grown up in a culture that it seems that if we use some popular mechanisms to the words that we share, it somehow increases the certainty of the validity of the statements. So the scripture thought this morning that we're speaking on is dealing with the concept of oath giving and making promises. It reads, "Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows that you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." That's Matthew 5:33 through 37. As you read the Old Testament, you'll find many places that the patriarchs and even the lawgiver Moses is prone to give an oath. It seems that Jesus is bringing about a reversal of the custom of oath giving. In this section of scripture, really is enforcing, it seems as if it is actually contradicting what the Old Testament allowed. It seems that Jesus is setting forth a new standard of the certainty of speech being truthful. It isn't in this small section, but actually it's the section in Matthew 5:20, which reads, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." To apply the principle of Matthew 5:20, it is not keeping the external law as the Pharisees and the teachers of the law kept. It says that our righteousness must surpass theirs. How do we do that? Here's the way we do it. It is not by an external law, nor is it because of the application of an oath or a promise or a swear that I do what I told you I was going to do. I will do what I said I would do simply because I said I would do it. It is not the fear of breaking a promise to heaven or earth or Jerusalem or to all the white hairs or maybe the lack thereof. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do because that's what I said. You remember the old adage, your word is your deed? Maybe the old timers had something there. As disciples of Jesus Christ, let our yes be yes and our no be no.